This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today asserted that change in West Bengal is imminent. Addressing an election rally at Baroipur in South 24 Paragana's district, Mr. Modi claimed that the voting trend in the first phase indicated setbacks for the ruling Trinamool Congress in several districts. He appealed to voters to strengthen this trend in the second phase and help build a developed Bengal. The Prime Minister alleged the ruling party-sponsored infiltration had forced many youths of the state to seek jobs outside Bengal.
बंगाल में घुसपैठियों को लाकर बसाया जा रहा है। यहाँ घुसपैठिए बंगाल की जमीनों पर कब्जा कर रहे हैं, यहाँ के लोगों का रोजगार छीन रहे हैं। एक और टीएमसी का करप्शन, दूसरी ओर घुसपैठियों का दबाव। बंगाल के युवाओं को अपना घर छोड़कर रोजगार की तलाश में पलायन करना पड़ रहा है।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed confidence of forming the next government in West Bengal after the first phase of assembly elections. Speaking at a rally in Hingalganj, North 24 Paragana's, Mr. Shah claimed the Bharatiya Janata Party is poised to win around 110 of the 152 seats in the first phase. He accused the ruling Trinamool Congress of corruption and misrule and promised to reopen the cases against those accused of atrocities on women if the BJP comes to power. Trinamool Congress head and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee accused the centre of withholding 2 lakh crore rupees owed to West Bengal. Addressing an election rally in Howrah today, she claimed that the state remains in safe hands under leadership, while suggesting that the BJP should focus its attention on Manipur and Noida. Trinamool Congress's All India General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee, speaking at a rally in Jagat Ballapur, Howrah, launched a sharp attack on the BJP-led central government. In a big jolt to Aam Aadmi Party, three of his Rajya Sabha MPs, Raghav Chadda, Sandeep Pathak and Ashok Mittal, have announced to quit the party. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Chadda announced that he will join the BJP along with several other AAP MPs in the upper house of parliament. He said they have decided that two-thirds members belonging to the AAP in Rajya Sabha will merge with the BJP. Mr. Chadda alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party, which was formed with a pledge to end corruption, is now trapped in the hands of the corrupt and compromised individuals. He said that they will work together under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi for the nation. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today stressed that meaningful progress can be achieved only when global expansion is aligned with local needs, especially in the banking sector. She was speaking at the inauguration of the Maharashtra Regional Local Head Office of the State Bank of India in Pune. Highlighting the role of banks, Sitharaman said that even as institutions grow in scale, maintaining close connections with customers remains essential. While digital banking and artificial intelligence are transforming the sector, she emphasized that direct human interaction and emotional understanding should not be lost. Speaking on the Indian economy, she noted that its strength lies in a large domestic market with strong consumption. Although exports are crucial for generating value and revenue, current global challenges have impacted them. Union Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, S.P. Singh Baghel, today said that the vision of Viksit Bharat cannot be realized without the comprehensive development of villages, farmers, panchayats and the broader rural landscape. He made these remarks while addressing the gathering on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day. The minister said that inclusive growth at the grassroots level remains essential for national progress. The Office of the Registrar General of the Census Commissioner has said that the national toll-free help number 1855 is now operational across all states and union territories for the census 2027. It provides guidance on the house listing and housing census in regional languages and English. The service aims to simplify participation, ensure clarity and support citizens in contributing effectively to this crucial national exercise. Indian shooters continue their dominance at the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo, Egypt by winning a gold medal today. In the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event, Sambhavi Shravan Shirsagar and Divyanshu Shailendra Diwangan secured the gold medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.